Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and who sprayed the microphone with the Lysol? Ugh. Hey, I'm joined today by our producer, one of the thousands that helped put this on, Frosty.
That wasn't me, by the way. I hate that smell.
What the heck happened? I mean, it's like, you know, because...
It's like bad hospital smell.
Oh,
it keeps
wow.
It keeps you off of it, though, right?
Keeps me yeah.
From spitting
Ooh,
on it.
You hear me now? Hey, of course, my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. I have one thing to say. Babaloos. Oh, yeah. 1872 Buenaventura. We were there yesterday, and guess what? They named a sandwich after us.
Babaloo Sandwich Shop.
Oh, my gosh. We have arrived. It's called The Bots.
Free Fire Sandwich.
And yes, we asked when somebody said, if we did a sandwich named after you, how would you like it? So it's turkey, pepper jack, all the fixings. They did serve it to us warm yesterday. I kind of, you know,
but
warm
you
or hot. Yeah.
You can have a cold.
And on the bottom, it says Free Fire Radio. And on the bottom, it says it's the good guys against the bad guys.
And it's a great sandwich.
Also wanted to add to an experience we had yesterday. You know, we're working out at Adamson's Peak Performance with Angie. And, you know, when we talk about Adamson's Peak Performance, it's not a gym that is go press the barbells. Yeah, they have that stuff. But they have the most interesting training techniques, so much so that Joe Adamson hired the trainer for
Tennessee Titans
over the weekend. I'm sorry, his name escapes me right now, but he hired him to come in and train his trainers. And so yesterday they had all this interesting new equipment, and we worked out. And let me tell you something, my muscles are calling out to the other muscles with a great big help, but I'm loving it. Because it's effective. And on the phone right now, we have Joe Adamson. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Linda. A little bit sore this morning, huh?
Hey, who came up with the rope, that rope thing?
How about the water in the tube?
That's called a slosh pipe. That is a crazy exercise.
Excuse me, that's the one I'm feeling in my shoulders, in my stomach. Anyway, so what's going on, Joe?
Well, you know, I'm thinking maybe I need to name an exercise after you since you've got a sandwich. Maybe the bot squat or something like that.
Thanks, Joe.
Can we add that to our whatever you want to call it?
Add it to your routine. Okay.
There we go.
Sounds great. Well, hey, last week, you know, I stressed the importance of just getting started, even if that just meant lacing up your tennis shoes and walking out the front door. This week I wanted to talk about formulating a reasonable exercise plan. You know, a plan is basically, you know, our strategy for how we're going to get the goals that we talked about 2 weeks ago. But if the plan isn't reasonable, we can end up in big trouble. And another name for unreasonable might be overzealous. And there's three major perils I just wanted to real briefly mention that will happen if you're a little overzealous. One is burnout. I don't know what the stats are, but most people are going to fall off the wagon probably less than a month after starting an exercise routine. And burnout is one of the culprits if they try and start too quickly. The second one is injury. Probably most of your listeners are middle age and beyond, and if they've been sedentary, their bodies have a lot of little incubating injuries. They're just waiting for them to stress that joint or whatever. So if they're not careful, if they start out too overzealous, they can end up, and then they're just sidelined, and that's no good. The third peril is discouragement. Again, if you're overzealous, you think, you know, you set your goals too high, you think you're going to lose 5 pounds a week or whatever it is, there's going to be that tendency to become discouraged and throwing in the towel, and that defeats the purpose as well. So those are the perils. So it's just really reasonable to set. I mean, it's really important that you set reasonable goals and have a reasonable exercise plan.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot for your fitness tip of the week, and it's Adamson's Peak Performance down off Michelli.
Next DX.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Loving it.
This is Carl Lindabott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindabott. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Linda, and good morning, Carl. Welcome to my world of exercise and bicycling. It's wonderful, isn't
it? Yeah. Get those endorphins going.
You know what? The thing is that this exercise equipment, and this is the funny thing, you know, people spend, you know, how many countless thousands of dollars. And what Joe says is put on a pair of shoes and go out and walk. But the other stuff, you can just kind of like make at home. So it's really interesting. So
yeah. So Gary, you want to talk about the tax party?
That's right.
Tomorrow. What's up?
Well, we're working out. I'll just sneak that in. Makes us all stronger, and that successful rescue from the pirates makes America stand proudly. And
yes.
Tomorrow, April 15th, at the Tea Party at the Sundial Bridge at 6:30 p.m., we again can stand up for America. And the Tea Party is for those who want less government, fewer handouts, and who do not want to travel the road of socialism. However, if you like a $4 trillion national debt and a $42 billion state debt, join me at the south end of the bridge and explain to me why socialism for America is a good idea. And again, I invite my former English students from Nova, and they're older now, and Foothill to join me tomorrow at the Tea Party. And I'll have an American flag waving. And I have some info for Frosty. Can he hear me?
He can hear you.
All right. Frosty, Tom Sullivan, teaparty@gmail.com, wants coverage of these tea parties. So I'll say it again. Tom Sullivan, teaparty@gmail.com, wants coverage. So does Sean Hannity. And you know he's having a big one in Atlanta, Georgia. And Roger Hedgecock, your other show, also mentioned that, but I don't have the, but I'm sure Frosty's skill can find that on the internet. But all of them want coverage, so we ought to put ourselves on the map.
Yeah, I saw one that one of their people was from one of those stations. I think Fox is going to be in Sacramento. You know, here's the thing is they're going to Sacramento, they're going to Atlanta, they're going to these, you know, San Antonio. They need to come as the small towns. This is where they're missing out on it. They need to come to the small cities like, you know, our smaller cities like Reading says, hey, we've had it. We've had enough of this taxation. We've had enough taxes. You know, we're not, you know, it should be across the board. When are we going to have people rein in the spending? And I can't see how, I see where we need taxes. I believe the fact is that we need to support our infrastructure. We need it for protection. We need it for a number of things, but not this unparalleled spending with no relief in sight.
I agree exactly. When you're taxing your great grandkids,
yeah,
that's far
yeah.
too much. And America is better than that, and we are stronger than that.
You know, the thing is that as, you know, as we've talked about, is that to me, the grassroots comes from towns like this. You know, when you get into San Antonio, you get in these other large cities, I think, maybe you get more coverage, but it's where it counts. This is where these grassroots movements start.
That's right. And, your program really has stimulated that in this community and makes us all feel like we're family and we're walking the same path.
Well, we are family, and you know we may have disagreements in our family, but the thing is that we all want to, you know, the right thing, and the right thing is government that is just for all people and government that has fiscal responsibility, like we insist on having in our own homes.
Now there are two events happening tomorrow night. One begins, Carl, you're emceeing. They go back to back.
Yeah, one starts at 5:30 at the City Hall. And then after that, everybody immediately goes over to the Sundial Bridge to make the walk. And that starts around, I guess, 7, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think probably 6:30 or
6:30,
7.
6:30, yeah.
One other thing, hopefully our paths will cross tomorrow night. What is the name of the organization so I can make out a small contribution to your...
Missing in America.
Right, please.
Right, Missing in America Project, MIAP.
Okay, MIAP,
right.
All right.
And we're getting lots of donations. We're having just, a splendid turnout from people. We're going to be painting the first paint The truck was painted.
Oh my gosh, we haven't seen it yet. Digital picture, amazing.
Yeah, it's painted with black flames on this OD green.
And we got
Precision
the red
auto body, right? And then Kat, who is our sign painter, is a professional. We'll be talking about her too. She's going to be putting the names and everything on starting Thursday, but we'll continue putting names on all the way up to the day we race.
Speaking of racing, have you had instruction? I would imagine you have.
Yeah, we have had
somewhat.
Yes, some.
You're not going out there cold I'd be interested to. Hear your reactions because I've driven on the Anderson track and you think you're driving 100 miles an hour. My son told me, Dad, you only were doing 50.
Well, I think the most is 30 on this because you're going to put tires out there for the novices to not think that they can go 50. So I feel pretty safe about that. And I've driven trucks. I've had three trucks in my life. And so I feel pretty safe about driving a truck and it's not a stick. It's not like four on the floor, so it should be pretty fun.
Okay, you've driven a truck, but on the Anderson track, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, we're going to get to do a dry run.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you know, really, it will be safer than out here on the streets.
Okay, hey, look, we've got a break here. We've got to take
Thanks,
a break.
Gary.
And when we get back, we're going to talk to Edith, who is the one building this truck. Thanks a lot, Gary. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's is there. Gives you any type of coffee you could possibly want at fair prices. Finest walk-in humidor in California. And let me tell you what else Joe and Shelly are doing. They're hosting a barbecue there Friday. I think it starts around 4 o'clock, 4 to 7, to help raise money for the Missing in America project. And guess what? The truck that's racing, the one that Linda and I are running in, is going to be there. So come by. You come by and see it. You can give us donations, but you can come by and see it and meet us.
We may
there.
Have our suits on. We're not sure. I'm trying to talk Carlin if he wants to have his red jumpsuit on, and we can take pictures.
I look like a fire hydrant. Edith.
Good morning.
Good morning, you little truck builder, you.
Yes, well, I have to go and toss out a big one to Precision Auto, man. This looks great. They did a
Precision
Auto Body. Wonderful job.
Yeah, Jose and the gang did a great job.
Oh, yeah, they did a wonderful job.
And wait till you meet Kat, because we met Kat tomorrow, and I got it yesterday, and she is unbelievable, her work. And we're going to pull it in there, and she's going to pin all the people's names on that have donated so far.
The people's, the businesses, everything. Yep.
So
awesome. Yeah, well, the day she gets a new motor, we get new running gear in her. We're going to put the two racing gear in her.
Uh-oh.
So guys, just remember, you asked if you'd gotten any instructions. The only thing you have to remember is turn left. another left turn. No right-hand turns on this track. Go left, go fast.
Hey, we don't need brakes. It's just, you know, just keep going.
Now,
we're gonna have a hole in the floor so you and Linda can swap off stopping the truck when you need to.
Now, isn't there, it's a two-hour limit, right? So you have to do 200 laps.
200 laps or 2 hours, whichever comes
first. We're
going to
do 200 laps. Trust me, we're going to do it. And the only way that we wouldn't do it is if somebody hits us. And if they hit us and knock us off, they better be careful.
There better be a bunch of bikers beating on them afterwards.
Just remember, just smile, go around left, and you guys will make your laps. It'll all be great.
Also,
this is just going to be a gas.
Somebody donated the gauges and
Franklin. We have Franklin Auto Parts. Oh my heavens, Precision Auto. We've got Crackmasters. We've got everybody out there. Just helping and putting in, and we've got probably a crew of five or six that are working on and off on this truck, getting it rocking and rolling. And like I said, we have Steve and his son, Steven, good old Smiley and his son.
Yeah.
Bob, Donnie, Richard, myself, and then we have Carl and whoever else happens to stop by to toss in a hand here and there. And just big thank yous to everybody that's put a hand in this truck to make it possible.
Martin Paint and Coloring. Dino gave us the paint.
Yeah, and Dino from the
Paint
and Color. And, the list is there. It's getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
If we've forgotten anybody, man,
we will be thanking.
It's all by accident.
Yeah.
No intention there. But you guys have a great
thank
day.
You, Edith.
We're looking
you too.
Forward to it. It's coming close. Are you guys getting nervous?
No.
Not yet.
Excited?
I'm excited. I had
always
to return my
I'm
red.
I'm checking that excitement hasn't turned into nervous yet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
We'll see you later today.
That
Edith.
You will.
You and
all
RJ.
Right. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You know, the other thing, too, is anybody listening out there that may have sheet metal, we need some sheet metal. We need some for the bed of the truck, but also to do a couple of little spots that have holes in them. We want to put sheet metal. We have to put sheet metal over that. If you have sheet metal and you'd like to donate it, you can have that as a write-off, but you just have to donate. Just give me a call at 241-2682. That's our office number, 241-2682. And, or send us an email via freefireradio.com.
Okay, now we have a few things that we're going to talk about on the other side of this ABC break that is going to light you up. So stay with us. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hello, good morning. This is Carla Linda Bott here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by our favorite photographers, New Image Photography. Dan and Julie are looking for high school students to be spokesmodels for their senior portraits. All kinds of free stuff for the senior and friends. Call 243-4301.
You know, some things have been happening that we've been hearing about. People send us, you know, of course, a lot of emails. So, you know, some of the stuff is when I read it, you know, there are links to things that are somewhat paranoid, you might say. But other things aren't paranoid. And
enlightening, informational.
They're enlightening and informational. Some of them are actually scary. And the point I'm talking about here is that there was a department, it seems to be there was a Department of Homeland Security report that warns against a possibility of violence by unnamed right-wing extremists, concerned about illegal immigration, increasing federal power, restrictions on firearms, abortion, and the loss of U.S. sovereignty, and singles out our returning war veterans to particular threats.
So break that down for us.
So what it seems like, if you remember something that came out, and this hit a lot of the big news a couple of weeks ago, is that the Missouri Highway Patrol had a study done, and it said that the people you got to start taking a look at were, you know, and they, as examples, they used as people of third party movements, like libertarians and of supporters of third party candidates like Ron Paul. And this came out, and it just said these are people that could be going into the extremists. They didn't say they were, but said they could be. They needed to be watched. Well, the head of the Missouri Highway Patrol, you know, came back out and said, this is ridiculous. Pull this report. You know, he said, we had nothing to do with it. Somebody did it. They issued it under our name. But they used some of the information they got was out of the Department of Homeland Security. Now, here's, according to the Department of Homeland Security, that primary concern should be with the high volume of gun and ammunition purchases over the last few months. The document equates Americans who stockpile ammunition to right-wing terrorists. Moreover, stockpiling, merely purchasing ammunition, is an indication of involvement of paramilitary training exercises. You know, it could be. Now, do you know why people are buying guns and ammo now?
What happened in Sacramento?
Well, and this is why they're buying them.
Indicative.
It's because you go into a, you know, like in Sacramento, we went into an outdoor store. It was guns, fishing, camping, everything.
Kind of like a Cabela's.
Yeah,
but a
Cabela's.
Knockoff.
all the guns are gone. All the ammo's gone because people are coming in and buying them. Now, you can go to any gun store in the United States and see that their sales are up like 30% or 40%. And the reason is they fear that the government that's in there right now is going to start putting restrictions on firearms and ammunition because it's been in the paper and news for months now.
There are people, I think, are feeling threatened that our world, our life, our American way as we have known it is on the slippery slope. I'm not going to say going downhill, but changing. And for some of us, it's not for the better. What do you think? Give us a call, 221-1402. What else you got there?
Well, it just says is that if you're going to listen to this and you're going to believe is all these Americans that are also protesting these taxes. Now, the other thing you're seeing is that all the thousands, hundreds of thousands, who knows, maybe millions of Americans are coming up and saying, hey, enough of these taxes, enough of this crazy spending, enough of this. You know, are they potential terrorists? You know, what happened to the day that you could protest what's going against the government? And then how come it's got to be right-wing extremists that are, you know, that are against Obama? What happened to left-wing extremists that were, you know, used to march and everything? I mean, I don't see a Department of Homeland Security saying that there's left-wingers out there that are just as whacked as some of the right-wing extremists.
Okay, well, here's the beautiful thing about being an American. Gay, straight, left, right, pink, black, blue. You know what? We don't want to live in a box. We want to be able to be free, say what we feel. And the Second Amendment, we don't want our Constitution to change. It's changing.
Well, it's changing through the courts and not through the people. You know, in fact, when the people vote for things, whether you believe it or not, whether you agree with it or not, the people voted. They can change the Constitution in the state of California. And now it's back in the courts again. Well, you know, however you agree with it. But the thing is that you have certain rights. And to see changes in it, like, okay, you can keep your weapons, you know, certain kinds of weapons. It didn't say what kind of weapons that you can have, but you can keep some of them.
But we're going to keep our eye on you.
Yeah, but it didn't say anything about your ammunition.
But we're going to keep our eye on you, and we're going to trace everything you have and know how many times. I mean, it's coming to that point. How many times you take it out, how many times you shoot it, what you really own. I mean, they're clamping down on us.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, we talk about the loss of freedoms during the Bush administration. All right. And the problem with that is that, okay, there was terrorist attacks on our country. The Democrats fought, who gave mouth service, lip service to fighting against this, of course, kept voting for it. And now there is a new administration. There's a new, a new president, and, you know, Congress and Senate's being controlled by the Democrats. What changes have there been made? We're going to close down Guantanamo Bay. Okay. In a year. But what about that same kind of prisoners in Afghanistan? That's one right now, no habeas corpus. You know, I don't hear anybody talking about that one. Art, good morning.
Yeah, Carl, I hate to run upstream against the joviality of the show. I bring up two things quickly. First of all, when Eric Holder was confirmed for the position he's in, everybody that owned guns in this country had to know damn good and well this guy was going to do anything he could to limit, curb, or change current gun laws, and he has a history of that. No one should be surprised what they bought when they bought Obama and everybody he's put in there. The only way you resolve these kind of attacks is in the court. And the only chance gun owners have is in the high court, yeah, not local courts. And speaking of courts, here's the second part of this. There's been a deafening silence from the liberals who run the California State Supreme Court down here, south of us, while they go over the Prop 8 marriage amendment with a fine-tooth comb. How these people work is they'll let this thing rock on for 6 or 7 months. Everybody calms down. It all becomes history. Then they're going to pop up with the reason why they're going to cancel that vote. So I would caution all your listeners, and you two guys too, to keep an ear turned to the state Supreme Court, because they're going to find Prop 8 unconstitutional, and I don't care how they do it. They're going to find it that way, and then we all have to get behind a drive to remove the justices that find for it. We've done it before. We can do it again.
Well, you know, I think that I thought that the court said they had to be out in June with some kind of decision on Prop 8. But you're right, though, Art, you know, is that we need to watch what happens around us. And there should be no surprises because, you know, President Obama was real clear. You know, the day before the election, I said, you know, I can't vote for Mr. Obama, because I believe what he says. He said he's going to have gun control. He said he was going to cut defense spending. He said he was going to get out of Afghanistan or out of Iraq. Of course, he didn't. He didn't mean that one, but the other ones. And so you're right. Nobody should be surprised this is happening, which is why as soon as the election was over, the gun sales spiked. You know, if you ordered one, depending on what kind of weapon it is, you know, you've been waiting 8 weeks for it.
Yeah, Carl, I've been a freelance outdoor writer for 35 years.
Yeah.
I've written for every major outdoor sporting magazine in this nation. I've seen the changes put on gun owners almost exclusively by Democratic administrations. And this bunch back in D.C. right now, I'm telling you, I don't have to tell you this, they're going to attack gun owners, gun ammunition, everything they can think of. They'll try to limit gun ownership because of zip codes. These guys are going to try and get around the Second Amendment any way they can. And gun owners are in for a long, tough 4 years without us fighting these jerks down here in the state Supreme Court. We're in for a struggle.
I think you're right, Art. And I think that people need to take pay attention to what's going on around them. And they need to, just like with this tax, the tax protest, is get together and speak as one voice. Hey, Art, we've got to take a break.
Thanks so much, Art, for calling.
You guys take care.
Thank you.
You too.
And I love the word joviality.
Yeah, we do have joviality.
On that note.
But, you know, but we're serious, too. You know, this thing. But, I mean, because this is...
No.
This is... We've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the fact that we're probably under suspicion right now for being anti-government. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the experts in gold, stones, jewelry repair, and people you know you can trust. In the studio with us, one of our dear friends that we love, a voice that you heard for so many years, our near and dear friend, Ray Roberts.
Hello there.
So Ray, Ray, how's it feel to be on the watch list for the government now?
Well, I think, hey, I'm proud of that. You know, it took me a long time to get there.
You know, 30 years in the Marine Corps, fighting in every little spot that they could send me and my fellow Marines. And I mean, you've had the same thing. Ray was a Marine back during Korea time, and now they're saying because I espouse government, you know, frugality in their spending, in the sense I like to keep my weapons because that's my right, that I maybe should be somebody that's watched by the government. I can't wait.
Who said that? Was that Joe Biden?
Biden. Well, no, Joe says things from, you know, from one time to the other. But no, this supposedly comes out of this. It's a Department of Homeland Security report. And the reason I believe this one as opposed to some others is because that incident that the Missouri Highway Patrol had with that thing that came out and said to watch the third-party supporters, you know, like libertarians, you know, like Ron Paul, a lot of it came out of this right here.
What do you think?
It's similar to a hit list. Basically, it's a thing to intimidate people, obviously, to make them think that they're doing something wrong, whatever the only thing that they're doing is exercising their rights as Americans. It's as simple as that.
And nobody says anything. You know, I'm about as nonviolent as you can get, unless you get close to my Harley.
I saw a thing on television, on the internet the other day that said something about today, 400 million gun owners didn't kill anybody.
That's it.
Great.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know, the fact is, too, is that there was, they don't talk about the times that people have broken in other, you know, bad guys have broken in people's houses, and people have used their legal weapons to protect themselves and their family. You know, you never see that in the papers.
I think they should. There was a little girl who defended her home. I was she 12 or 13 years old, and some people broke into her home, and she killed one and almost killed the other one.
Is that in California?
I think they should publish it. I don't think it was in California.
Idaho.
It was, yes. Nevada.
No. Texas.
But no, she was a...
squirrel shooter.
A target shooter is what she was, with a shotgun.
Cool.
And she knew exactly what to do with that thing. And they broke in, and she did kill one.
Well, there was a special on the other day or the other night about Virginia Tech, and I think it was actually about a gun show. They were talking about gun show loophole or loop, where you could buy guns at gun shows and not do any wait period at all. And this was a brother that went in. His sister was killed in Virginia Tech. And he went in, and I think, I can't remember which news agency, gave him $5,000 and said, go in. And he bought, I don't know how many handguns, how many rifles, brought him back to the car. And he said, look, he had like a whole trunk load of guns that he bought there. Now, I guess that's interesting that there's no wait list.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of states that have that. I mean, there's a whole lot of states. Virginia, of course, my daughter attended Virginia Tech. you know, and I know pretty much what I lived there before I moved here. There are a lot of states like that, particularly in the middle part of our country and in the South. You know, there's a lot of, you can go to gun shows and buy them. That's like buying from an individual here. Here you have to get you have to do the gun thing, but a lot of states you really don't have to. You can buy a private from one person, sell a gun to somebody else. Now, it's not any.
It's not a 10-day waiting period.
You know, the thing about it, and we were supposed to have this doctor on today to talk about these mass killings, but if, you know, obviously he didn't call. The thing that about the mass killings is it's somebody that goes into a place where they know there's not going to be anybody with a weapon. Like Virginia Tech had a complete anti-gun policy there, even for people that had a concealed carry permit. And I think to myself, you know, and not to, I don't want to stand on the dead bodies of these students and these people at all. But what if one in there who had a legal weapon mm-hmm. was able to at least, at Virginia Tech was able to engage this guy.
Not a student, but perhaps a.
No, a student there that would have the right to carry. I mean, a lot of them have the right to carry weapons, but what if one of them had that weapon? What, you know, but they were making them leave them in their cars and not even bring them in. But hey, we've got to take a quick break and we have got the phone line starting to back up. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Ray Roberts is our drive-by guest. Hey.
Actually, I came by to donate a older television set to the raffle, not the raffle, but the big yard sale thing that you have coming up.
Cool.
Okay, now you said something in the break about the Second Amendment, First Amendment.
Second Amendment is the only guaranteed constitutional right that we have that you have to pay to exercise it, and you have to be regulated in it in order to be able to do it. If they did the same thing, if they did something similar with the First Amendment to the Constitution, your freedom of speech and religion, can you imagine if you had to register to go to church, or you had to register for your opinion in the newspaper, or you had to get a license in order to be able to do it?
Maybe it would be helpful if they had to have a license to be an editor of the newspaper. Tom, you got like 30 seconds. We're running out of time.
30 seconds. Hello, Ray. How you doing? Good to hear your voice.
I'm doing great. Thank you, buddy.
That's 10 seconds.
I kind of missed most of the show this morning. Didn't get up very early. You have thought of switching from 9 to 10? Anyway, well, that's when Rush is on.
Who cares?
Are we sometimes looking at something somebody says and making a crisis out of something that really isn't a crisis? Somehow the same group that's cried about surveillance under the Patriot Act and everything. I think we're kind of going a little far-fetched with talk radio people and the people that are parts of parties that are not considered mainstream are now going to be under surveillance. You honestly think that's happening?
Here's what I think. I think that once your name gets on a list, that it stays there, one. And two, that they're telling the law enforcement officials, these are the type of people you need to keep, you know, you need to look at. Does that mean they're going to do it or they're going to use common sense? No, it doesn't mean they're going to do it. But the fact that they used a broad brush, like they did in Missouri, to talk about third-party candidates, they even named them, Ron Paul and a couple other guys, you know, that went too far. My concern is that surveillance, once it starts, it doesn't stop, and we got 3 minutes. So, Tom.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, anyway, I just want to make sure we don't run around chicken with a head chopped off and be like a bunch of John Birch.
No, I agree.
Think there's somebody behind every fence pole because we discredit ourselves, we buy into some, I guess you'd call right-wing nut.
Hey, okay, thanks a lot, Tom.
Right, thanks.
Mike.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, and thank you for serving our community.
You bet.
Thank you.
Quick comment on the hourly syndicated news talk show on TV Sunday night in reference to the gun show and the person that bought them. They actually purchased the weapons outside in a parking lot. It was not sanctioned. It wasn't watched by any agencies, police officers, anything like that. It's just like going to a street corner and buying whatever wanted to buy on a street
corner.
They
did not buy it in the show, during the gun show, then.
That's correct. In the gun show parking lot. You know, you're going to get leeches everywhere that are trying to
thank you for that. Thank you for the clarification because I did not see that. I just saw that of course, they were at the trunk, and he said, look at all these weapons that I just bought. And they were talking about the gun show loophole.
They're talking about the parking lot being a loophole, and I got a 15-second comment real quick.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if anybody else is noticing that our land, our sea, and our air and our computer has all been tested over the last couple of weeks between a stolen aircraft and now the high seas. Our power grid has been hacked. Is that a warning sign to anybody else? I'll take any comments off the air. Thank you.
Oh, Mike.
What do you think?
I'm telling you.
That was good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes, they just said this morning that we were hacked into it. In L.A., the grid was...
Well, they cut that one. Yeah. They cut the communications. But what he's talking about is they hacked into our electrical...
Yes.
That's really serious, yeah.
Yeah, and really, you know, serious. Yeah, I guess you could take a look at all that. Okay. Greg, got 15
Carl
seconds.
Carl and Ray Roberts.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you guys
just
doing?
Just got a couple of seconds here, Greg.
By the way, it was an ABC program. It was a special 2020 by Diane Sawyer that you're referring to.
Okay.
So
that just, kind of explains things.
I must have been doing laundry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, BostonianTeaParty.com. Be there or be square.
Right. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, okay?
Good deal. Take care. Bye.
You thanks, bet. Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Ray, do you have any closing thoughts?
Nope. I've been traveling a lot. I went to China, and I'm going to the Baltics in August and the Mediterranean in November.
You know,
so I'm doing a lot of traveling.
Well, make sure you come back and tell us all about it.
We got to run here. Hey, it's Carl and Linda Bott on here on Free Fire Radio.
And Ray Bob.
And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. If you drive a car,
I tax the street.
If you drive to 60,
I tax your city.